Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What is yours?
Hello, I'm Willem. I'm the Zoom director host meeting.
We want to say a huge thank you right now and a huge round of applause to everyone who has joined us right now for our very first ever live stream edition of Race Chaser. So give yourselves a round of applause.
Let the live stream play. Please don't you.
Well, this is a, okay.
Oh, should we go over the ground rules first? What? There's no sex in the podcast Zoom live stream room, okay?
Also, really?
No. And the champagne, it's actually, what's that called? When it's not champagne, sparkling wine. Not even champagne in the champagne room.
It's not champagne. No. It's deep Prosecco. Yeah,
Prosecco,
sure.
That's it.
And here's the thing. Okay, this is happening at a really momentous time in history that this is happening. And we were discussing earlier whether we should postpone or what, but we came to the agreement that we were going to go ahead mostly for the purpose of
fundraising.
We're raising money. So every one of you who bought a ticket, your money is going to benefit Project Q in Los Angeles, which is a grassroots organization that supports LGBTQIA plus homeless youth and has been really stepping up during the pandemic to offer hygiene and food packages to people who need them. So you're doing a really good cause by doing that.
Also, since we do a podcast every week, we're going to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. And you know, if it's Pride Month, we're going to talk about Pride a lot. And that Pride originally started out of riots and protests against police brutality. And that's basically what's happening all over America right now.
Yeah.
And we support Black Lives Matter and we support the protesters.
We do. I mean, there's a demonstration happening just blocks from my house. You can hear probably the helicopters circling overhead. And the last few nights, Los Angeles and a bunch of cities around the world have been demonstrating and really fighting for a really fucking important cause. And I'm glad that we're doing this because I hear that, sirens right now.
Yeah. Alaska and I are only actually about probably 6 or 7 blocks apart from each other, and we're hearing the same sirens. Laganja just said the protest is going through our neighborhood right now peacefully. I'm glad there's no white devil bitches handing out bricks to people.
Right.
Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I've been having a hard time figuring out ways that I could affect change and actually do stuff. But like you buying a ticket and giving us your money that we can therefore pass on to other charities is you actually doing stuff too. So even if you feel like you haven't done anything today, you have done something. So try to do a little bit every day and do the best that you can. And we will continue to do the same with our podcast. Yes. And give you a moment to decompress with hopefully some entertainment. And it's important to take a moment to recharge as we all continue to run the marathon that is fighting for change and progress. And girls and boys and all the other siblings, we're on the precipice of it. I feel like good stuff will come out of this in the long run.
Yes. And we are going to donate money to anti-racist Black-run organizations that are part of the Black Lives Matter movement from these ticket sales as well. There are many bailout funds around the country for the people who are getting arrested out protesting. And once we have all the coins come through from the ticket service, we are going to identify the best place to put those funds and we're going to donate them there.
Possibly there might be a bedside table or a dresser to put the coin upon.
The coins
wherever it goes,
placed gingerly upon the dresser.
Please leave your voucher and we'll cash you out.
This is the thing, okay? And you know, I think my mom is listening and she's here with us. And I know that this is like,
hey, Pam.
I know this is it's a really scary time. I mean, you see footage of cities, you know, on fire and stores broken up and burnt out. And it is scary. But the thing is, that's kind of the point. And the point is not about our comfort right now. And it's not about even our safety right now. It's about a much bigger cause because people's lives are being taken. And it's just, it's important to keep that in mind as we're doing this. All right. So should we talk about this important episode of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Just let me warm up. No. Okay. Good.
Oh my gosh. Ready? Well, okay. So the week before we watched the queens do the reunion and
alone
it was
alone together.
Yes. Uh-huh. And we got some good looks. We had some good some quips. We had
some
gimmicks.
Jokes.
We had some skits. RuPaul wore a perplexing blue face mask. Mm-hmm. And the Shady Bunch was the opening theme song, which I think was the crowning gem in that episode, if you ask me.
Honestly. And I mean, the whole episode was just a cock tease, making us so ready to crown a new queen, you know, because...
Yeah.
I'm ready for a new queen. It's been like 6 months. I need a new girl. I need a new doll.
It's been 6 months.
Well, however long. I don't
yes.
know. Who won last time? Evie. Yeah.
And so, yes. And so coming from many, many, many time zones, the queens of season 12 join us for the finale. And the diva, they start by showing the divas in full head-to-toe looks. And I have to applaud all of the divas because everybody looked sickening.
Honestly, really, really some good. Of the divas have looked the best they've ever looked
yes.
in these. I'd like to make a special mention of Aiden Zane in this gorgeous gown with bronze and black and like...
yeah.
She probably wasn't sitting down in it or doing any dips, that's for sure, but she looked great.
Also, honorable mention, I have to shout out Widow Von Du. I love this Black Widow spider with the fucking arms moved up. It's a deep salute for me today. It's a deep
salute. I am going to make note of Gigi's hair reveal out of that helmet cone with not even a split end out of place. That was masterful.
Yeah, it was that was magic tricks. I don't even know how she did that. And she is the helmet girl. So
she's the helmet girl.
She had to deliver the helmet.
Rock'em Sakura looked gorgeous.
The bow.
She looked like a comic book come to life. And it was it was amazing. All the girls looked really good. They all kind of out-dragged RuPaul, that's for sure, because she looked like the gay Zorro.
You see, okay, I'm gonna defend RuPaul's look on this episode though, because on the last one, I was very I was very critical of the blue with the with just the sweatshirt. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because it seemed to not be cohesive and sort of made no fucking sense. But this was at least a look. It was a hat with a mask with a, you know, a thing. It was a full look. It gets a salute from me, okay? Salute.
Her reunion look for me was just, it wasn't even like casual Kelly Clarkson American Idol. It was like just Kelly. And it just, it didn't do it for me. This look was a little bit better. The mask was still Slick It Up, which is a gay-owned brand.
Oh, it was? Where? Mm-hmm.
I just don't, it's not what I would have picked. I think like, I love drag. I love color. I love explosions of things. Maybe she's just like letting the girls do their thing and shine and not getting in drag.
Now, do you think... Maybe this is controversial, but do you think the mask is a red herring? Do you think he was wearing masks to make us talk about, oh, did RuPaul have a facelift? Why is he wearing a mask? What is this about? Do you think it was a distraction from fracking? The frack talk?
I'm not really sure if it was protective gear so he wouldn't get any minerals on him or any crude oil.
Very crude. I heard it swearing.
Yeah. I have stopped trying to decipher the whys of what RuPaul does, and I've just tried to learn to separate the art from the artist and enjoy the program and everything positive that he has to offer. And then when we start, when we hit record, I just start talking shit. So...
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, okay, so RuPaul says that there were some, that she set up her own set in that.
Girl.
So there are jokes this episode. That is funny.
That's wonderful.
Also, she says, oh, but the team is working from home, and then they show a bunch of animals on typewriters, which I think... In my own way, I think that that is a reference to our commentary that some of the skits are written by chimpanzees with typewriters.
I don't think that's a fair assessment because some of them are probably also written by orangutans. They're better with pencils. They don't eat them as much as the apes and the primates. Let me just say this. There have been people in and out of that building all month. I mean, I'm not sure how many people are working from home, but there's definitely some people not working from home.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I'm right across the street from it. But right. Nice people there. Great people. So the top of the show, RuPaul basically gives us the rundown. There's going to be three competitive lip syncs. Mm-hmm. One where the queens serve face, which is just like mug right up in your webcam.
Deep mug. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then another where the two top queens will perform a lip sync side by side for the crown.
Yes.
So is that normal for a finale? There's usually three lip syncs, aren't there?
Well, they usually do a spinning wheel of doom and then they make two of the lip sync. So it's usually like there's three songs.
Because usually there's four people and they have to narrow it down to two. Now it's three people, they narrow it down to two.
I thought I really liked this choice to do to really take advantage of the we're doing this at home. We might as well tailor it to be about being at home rather than trying to simulate like you're in a theater or something. Mm-hmm. They're like, we got to see three amazing queens perform this fucking close at the same time. You never get to see that at a show. You're far away. We got to really get up in their mugs, see every little detail, and I thought, and then we got to see them be creative. So I really liked this format. I thought it was really nice.
I was not mad at it either. So many girls have been trying to copy Gigi's face, and it looks like they got in a fight with some whiteout. So maybe now people will have a more precise view on what to do with those white lines on their face, a la Gigi Good.
Have you adopted the little it's a white highlight right above the bow of the lip?
bitch, you know damn well if I got something white and highlight on my lip, it's not a pencil.
Oh my gosh, I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. But it's usually that's usually not where it ends up. It's on the on the lashes.
It's definitely not on the first hand, usually the fourth or the fifth hand.
Oh my god. It's on the 301 and duns.
Oh, those lashes. They were blasted. I remember that night. Okay. We do get to see a sliver of Michelle Visage's ass.
Her husband's ass.
Which seemed pert, and there was a big crack down the middle, but it looked nice. Ross Matthews is broadcasting live with his puppies, and Carson is in Pennsylvania judging, and he does a freeze on the Zoom call, which we leave meeting.
No, don't leave yet.
Oh, don't. Sorry, Dipper. My bad. Carson says, "This is just my face. I did a little homemade Botox. Turned out it was poppers."
Gay thing.
Basically.
That was funny. I think Carson's fucking hilarious.
Carson's never not funny.
And she's a Pennsylvania girl just like me. I really like Carson. Shout out to Carson.
Just a couple of Pennsylvania girls.
You know we're Pennsylvania girls. PA. Hey.
PA. Harrisburg. I think that the guest judges this year have been really of note. So they list them all now. We had Jeff Goldblum, who was the political challenge. Rachel Bloom, she was the political challenge. Robin kicked it off. We had Nicki Minaj trying to fight Heidi. Kim Petras, Tandy Newton, Adam Lambert, Daniel Francese. We had so many great judges.
And a bunch of them sent in messages just for this finale, which was really cool. It was nice to see Kim Petras on there. Rachel Bloom, pregnancy bazooms just in full bloom. the winner, in case you didn't know, the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race is going to win, or did win, 1 year supply of Anastasia Beverly. Anastasia Beverly Hills Cosmetics. And $100,000 cash to start their own brand. Plus a crown and scepter from Fierce Drag Jewels.
That's Fierce Drag Jewels. So Whoopi is the girl to kick this all off right now. And she's basically saying America needs her queens to show people how to social distance, to wash their hands. And she's right about that because queens are always washing their hands because we always are digging stuff out of our bras, like drink tickets, and money's dirty, so we got to wash our hands after that. And then, like, people touch us. And
the men were touching all up on me.
I miss it.
Do you know what I'm quoting?
No.
RuPaul in the 80s when she is, it's like, oh, in after the bodega. A gig, and yeah, she's like shopping at the, yeah, she's like, I let the man touch up on me because it gave me some dollars.
Yeah. Really, that was just Lady Bunny.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Let's come on right back. Okay.
Oh. Y'all ready for a deep dive on these season 12 finalists?
Yes, finalists. I am. Now, the top three, we get a closer look, just a little bit closer.
Is that why she's dressed as an eye?
Oh, now it makes sense. I mean, yeah. I thought it was cool. I thought it was very Crystal-esque, actually, to just be like the iris of a giant eye.
Yeah, it totally made sense for Crystal. When they didn't change it for the other girls, I was like, okay, that was a choice. But this, I feel like, is a substitute for the Tic Tac lunch, basically. So it's basically a chance for all the girls to recap everything funny or everything bad that they did this season with RuPaul, just to keep it fresh in the brain for when they lose or win. So this little convo with Crystal and RuPaul is very enlightening. We talk about someone we haven't heard about named Elle DeBarge.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's...
the Countess at Large, Flotilla DeBarge. Friend of the pod, we love you, Flotilla.
Hey, Flo. My favorite video is when seeing family members looking like other drag queens. Crystal's mom, you could totally tell that apple came from that tree and just got plucked right from it. And then her abuela is so cute.
So sweet.
The girl's still perky and in the right spot. And she's proud of her grandson for his creativity and for his intelligence. And she said that she always knew from an early age and stuff.
Yeah. Very sweet moment.
So great.
And we get to see Crystal building her lip sync set. And she's using the science research hammer, which I love.
Yeah. It worked on that Merkin challenge.
It did. Crystal Labs.
Mm-hmm. Crystal is asked to give her baby self, her Cody, some advice.
Yeah.
And she says, what makes you different makes you special. And don't try to hide from it, which I love.
Yes. She's DeBarge and she's in charge. Crystal Mathis.
This was a part of the episode that I was a little confused at. Was it... You guys can get in drag if you want. We're going to do this little lip sync to another RuPaul song. I feel like at the end of the tech day, they were like, since you're in a look, do you just want to do a little outro? Because having some of them dressed, some of them not dressed, and then like all of a sudden we have to listen to another Ru song about being blessed when we really don't feel blessed at all right now.
I think it was probably ladies' choice. And it was probably like, you don't have to be in drag. This isn't a judged portion of the competition, but you can present however you want. That's what I'm going to guess that it was.
Sound check drag.
Yeah. Oh. But like, I don't know. To me, that's like a category, like in a lot of pageants, they have the category of like the like out of drag interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
French tips only.
Not an eyebrow in sight, an ill-fitting suit, and long-ass French tips. That's
the look
directive.
I wonder
if there
will be any drag ponytails.
That's the look directive.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, I don't know. I think it's another category that you can, like, I don't know, have fun with.
I mean, any chance to be in drag, though, I would want to get in drag, especially if it's on television.
Yeah.
Every girl is different. Now, Ms. Gigi Good is up next for her Tic Tac lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And she just says, what's up, bitch? To RuPaul. And she's one of the few people that can get away with that without getting screamed back at.
Right. Definitely. And she's wearing the RuPaul MTV Spring Break look from 1993, which I didn't catch at first, but they did a side by side. And yeah, it was very well done.
I remembered it because she wore these earrings and something else. And I knew that they were Rue earrings, but I didn't remember the exact outfit until like looking up, seeing the picture and then going, oh my God, I watched that on TV. Like in 93, I remember my little black and white TV watching RuPaul on spring break and seeing it, you know, like 92 was her like big supermodel year. And then 93, she was doing all the summer shows and the racket and like just gorge. And Gigi looks just as gorge too.
Very stunning. They have a discussion about how confident she is and that she was just, you know, she was raised, her mama raised her that way to be humble, but still like proud and confident of her achievements.
I always wonder when people do the thing where they say, don't mistake my confidence for cockiness. What is the difference between cockiness and confidence? Is it just like one being an asshole about knowing that you're good and the other?
I think, yeah.
That's the only difference?
I think, yes. Because it's possible to be confident in your abilities mm-hmm. without being like, oh, bitch, I'm better than you. It's like knowing... you could take RuPaul's master class.
Girl, I am on episode 8 right now. Raven's about to do her makeup.
Of work.
For RuPaul's class.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, to watch the paints. Ooh.
Watch it dry.
I would love to watch Raven do her work, but yeah.
I'd love to watch Gigi's mom do her work because her message saying that she was so proud of her son in the little pirate outfit was really wonderful. Sorry, I think the protest is on Hollywood Boulevard right now.
All right.
What would you tell your baby self? What did you tell your baby self? How many times did you have to talk to your baby self on RuPaul's Drag Race?
I don't think we did this exercise. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we did it on All Stars, but we didn't do it on season 5. I mean, something that Jackie Beat said to me recently, or, you know, not recently, but she said it, but was when you see a picture of someone you know and you see them as like a baby picture, it's really that's who you're dealing with. That's who you're friends with. That's who you're talking to. I mean, we are still that like vulnerable child inside. And so I don't know. I think this is a really touching exercise to be doing because like underneath it all, we really are still that child. And this was a really touching moment with Gigi. Mm-hmm.
The thing that she says about her mom always being by her side and that her dad like eventually coming around is a story with so many drag queens. First time my dad came to the show, he didn't even tip. and it got better from there once I installed the Venmo on his phone. And you know, Gigi's just sharing in this goddamn fantasy that she created. And I love it. And she says to RuPaul, it's not an option not to win. This crown belongs to me.
Okay.
I didn't know it was proprietary, but I'm I'm very,
that's
very
confident. She's very young and she's very confident. And she performed extremely well on the show. And she was very prepared from the lip syncs, as we'll see. She mm-hmm. was very prepared. So this is how she was feeling at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I do not knock her for her confidence. Look at how she performed in the season.
Like, exactly.
Killed it. Can we talk about Miss Jada?
Can we please?
Because this hair...
Yeah.
This Sherry Headley coming to America, everything hair.
Yeah.
And then the eaten alive, ripped apart animal print. Ugh. One show.
So good.
Ugh. Everything. I was so happy. If your hair is bigger than the frame of your camera, congratulations. You won Drag Race.
Automatic.
Oh, honey, we're going to need your hair smaller to fit the frame. How dare you? Yeah.
Now, Jada says that she grew up in a rough neighborhood and it taught her how to fight for what she wanted. And and then we see a video from her brother, John, encouraging
her. Who's fine.
Okay.
And her dad.
Trade of the season.
Yeah. Her dad wishes that Jada's grandma was alive to watch Jada shine on TV because that's where she got a lot of her glamour and early inspirations, with her grandma watching her movies and stuff. I had a great aunt with one eye who used to watch me all those musical movies. So I totally get having an older person who recognizes that little bit of lightness in a boy and teaches them about stuff that they should know.
Yeah, these are the moves. This is Elizabeth Taylor as Cleopatra.
That is Miss Ann Baxter.
Ann Baxter.
And these are the moves.
Ann Baxter. Hats of every color. Hats of every size.
Hats.
Now, I have to say, to me, Jada won interview portion. If this was a page and this was interview portion, Jada won. She was humorous, and she kept it light, but she also had really like touching heart moments, and it was really touching. She had tears, they were genuine. It was a really touching interview portion.
Yeah, Jada had tears. She had laughs. She had bundles. I mean, I don't know what bundles
more bundles.
I don't know what more you could ask. She had piercings in her hair rings.
Yeah,
I definitely concur that she won interview, because I mean, her and Gigi were pretty neck and neck as of the one woman shows. They both have won four, correct? I think they both won four challenges.
They both won three challenges,
I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right?
I think Gigi won a fourth with that one woman show.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
But okay. I definitely think that
but it was very tight going into it.
We get a little video from Heidi all about social distancing. And it
skits all over the place.
It feels like a sizzle reel for a Wow Presents show, but honestly, the funniest moment in the whole show was she said, "You there without the arms." to a wig head that she was having a fake press conference to, like Dr. Deborah Birx. And she is just so you can't help but smile when you're around her. Her energy is contagious, and she's such a positive beacon. She's like the opposite of me. there's my ride.
She's she's great. She's very naturally funny. And now we get to go into the close-up lip sync, which I love this. Mm. And it's the new song by RuPaul called Bring Back My Girls, which I actually really like this song. And each of the girls really turned it. Who stood out for you?
Okay, Gigi stood out for me because they put her in the middle both times. I felt like she was doing the most side to side, so I understand why they put her performance in the middle. I saw when Jada went to the side, she wasn't looking at anybody on one side, and then they cut to her close up. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's definitely not going to be a fair look at everybody's performance, but I feel like we saw what we saw from everybody. I liked Gigi's syncopation with the eyelashes and how she acted just like RuPaul waiting when she said, "Where they at? Come on."
Yeah.
Like all of that was great. Jada, I think used the depth and like relief of the camera and moving towards and from it. Really well. And Chris, I watched this three times because I wanted to watch every girl fully through
one.
Because it's hard. Otherwise, you're just like, I don't know. And I wanted to be a podcaster. Mm-hmm. And
we Crystal, appreciate you.
Crystal was just fun as fuck too.
Yeah.
And I did not know who was going to be the top two going into it at all.
Well, the first thing I noticed was Jada. The first thing she did was this.
Oh, show the nail.
And because that is exactly what I would have done. Because when they said they were going to be doing this, I was like, okay, well, it's a handography challenge, because when you're up close to the camera, you do that, they call her six moment, where you're just, tell it to my heart. Tell it to the only one. Is it really love or just... Yeah, that's it. It's all about hands, and Jada was the first one to put her fucking claws in the frame, and it was great. Yes. Yeah.
What would you have done?
Check out this manny, honey. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got the man part right. what would you have done for this lip sync, do you think?
I would have used my hands a lot. I would have put on crazy nails. Mm-hmm. Just like absurd nails. Now, I wish they would have bounced them around. They did a little bit of like, we're going to give the person, one person, like the whole screen. But then when they came back from that, it would have been nice to see them in a different order, just because I think Gigi being in the center was like, she got to play Diana Ross the whole time. And it's like, no, this is the competition between three.
Yeah.
All three Supremes.
I mean, they let Jada in the middle once she won, which was nice. But like for both
this should have bounced it around.
For both lip syncs to have Gigi in the middle, I thought was a choice. And I don't know who made that choice, but
it's alphabetical, but
is it?
Yes. Crystal Gigi Jada. Oh. Middle name.
Okay.
So I don't know. Also, Gigi's camera was it a different lens, because it seemed to have a higher like pixel rate or something. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It's not a, you know, it's not a camera competition, but these are things they overall did a really great job with this segment, and all three of the girls obviously were fucking amazing. As we go to commercial, there's a moment of remembrance for Jacqueline Wilson, who passed away right after season 12 filmed. And we hear from a bunch of the divas about their relationship with Jacqueline. And this was a sweet and touching moment.
Yeah, Jacqueline was really good at her job. She fucking hated me. She said right to my face, I know what you're doing. And she wouldn't take any of my shit. And she knew that I was faking. And at one point she said, I'm not even going to talk to you, because she knew I wasn't playing the game. How
a lot of people say that. Do you? Yeah. So,
hate it, bitch.
I'm not mad at her at all. She was a great producer on the show, and she helped shape the show for sure.
Definitely. Well, why don't we take a break, and we'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. The This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Y'all, okay, everyone in the chat box.
Y'all,
we have a special guest.
Very, very special.
Very special, so exciting, so lovely that she was able to make time to be here with us. Do you want to announce her? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I am thrilled to announce that Race Chaser has recently relapsed on the Crystal Method.
Yay!
Yay!
Hello!
Ooh!
Oh my god!
Oh, hello! Lilac
Long
fantasy.
Purple hair.
I'm feeling my fantasy.
Who's that? Who's the slutty girl from Mama's Family who always had a little off-the-shoulder action? Remember her? Very. Oh, she was wonderful. I put on two pinky nails. Look.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Do you have any extra thumbs? Because my whole hand is thumbs, so I need extra ones.
Real quick, ladies, can we do a tuck check?
Oh, really? Are we doing it? Okay, bitch.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Sir,
I'm
on
business.
The left, you can sit now, sir.
I'm business on the bottom and party on the top.
I want to party with tops.
Wow.
I mean,
Crystal, Jesus. I
first
have
of all,
to just. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Or silver? A bronze or silver?
A silver medal.
Always a silver. She's taking
it. I saw the medal. It was platinum, actually.
Just congratulations on such an amazing season and just a great showing of your work and your aesthetic as an artist and a visionary. And I'm not alone when I say I'm a little bit obsessed with you, and I think you're fantastic.
Stop.
And thank you for fucking joining us here. On Race Chaser.
On Race Thank Chaser you. Live, the first ever live.
Right.
Yeah. Can I see a handscape? I want to see all these rings, all these jewelries.
Ooh.
Ooh,
oh,
bangles.
Oh, heavens. Oh, my gosh.
I love it. Girl, I have to say, any everything you did on the show, you looked at like drag from like the opposite of how a normal person would look at it sometimes. Like even in the lip sync for like CoverGirl about registering to vote, at the end when it was "and what," you were like, "and what?"
Just like fell off.
I know, it was so good. And just like one of those things where like you can't plan it, and like you just have this effervescent that just comes across and everybody loves it. Have you ever met anyone that didn't like you?
All the time, constantly.
Work. That means you're doing something right.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Now, okay, the bird lip sync.
First, what were the other songs that you didn't choose?
Oh.
We know Take On Me.
But
I heard there were five.
Oh, there was a long list to choose from.
Oh, really? That's good.
It was like 3 pages long.
Were there any Alaska songs?
Mark.
There was like 4 Alaska songs.
Only sure. 4? Oh, wow.
Wow.
One of my vast discography.
But I also thought about doing Mindful by Kay Michelle. I don't know if you know that one.
Okay.
I don't know. Rumors by Lindsay Lohan.
I'm tired of rumors I think I'm Like a Bird was such a good choice because it's very visual. And yeah. your take on drag is obviously very visual, and you could be an actual bird or two.
Now, you're not the first person to regurgitate on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I saw that.
And
who's Michelle? Oh, you!
Michelle seems to have a selective. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any chance to work vomit into drag is just a gift, I think. So it's nice to see that tradition carries on.
Oh, my actual God.
Is there anything that you didn't get to wear on the runway that you're like, ooh, should have worn that, should have done something different that we're going to see soon and be like, well, this is the outfit?
I don't think so. At that point, I had used like all the clothes I had.
Mm-hmm. Your finale jacket, I was like, ooh, any of these girls going to do a reveal? And I was like, you know what? If I had Crystal's jacket, I would never take it off, let alone put it on the ground for a reveal.
That jacket, is how I felt.
Girl, beaded fringe, stones, polka dots, green ribbons, bitch.
Can we talk about them? They're so much swirl.
Did you make them?
No, it was my first time working with a designer.
Really?
And I worked with
race
Mondo.
Money. She got race money.
Yeah. Mondo, who was on, he did a lot of stuff.
Oh, Mondo Guerra, yeah.
Uh-huh. And he had reached out to me. So I was like so excited to work with him.
Nice. You looked gorge. And that
I felt pump? Like I felt like my final like form.
Assume the position. It was just like one of those moments where you stole it from RuPaul. Like that was like supposed to be her talking and you're just like, oh wait, let me pose like fucking Captain Morgan.
Well, I was already standing.
It was great. It was so wonderful.
So what was the I mean, can you tell us a little, is there anything from like behind the scenes you can tell us about the finale experience? Because it's such a first time ever thing that happened in Drag Race. I'm very curious about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was very hard and stressful for sure. Like some of my original plans fell through just because like the things that I was ordering there was like no way they were going to get to me on time. So
no.
Then I kind of was just like, I want to make everything that just with like craft supplies I already have at home. I like tried to really lean into like the fact that we're doing it from home.
Yeah.
And so that's really how I like came up with most of my concepts. So I wanted to do things that I knew that I wouldn't be able to do like in person, like the pinata. Like I would never be able to like travel with that.
So good. So no, girl, you get it in your rider. There will be a pinata waiting in every city for you. Sharon had a fucking coffin.
Like
you can get a pinata.
Like full tea.
There are so many clubs. I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, just like all the filming and stuff, it was so hard. There was definitely lots of arguments with me and my boyfriend / cameraman / producer or whatever all the roles he had. Lighting director.
Yeah. There was a moment where you farted with that pinata. It's just like everything you did stole the show for me, for sure. It was.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't say enough nice things about you.
Yeah, it
would
was
be really
right
rude to say bad things about you though with you here.
It was right down to the, like, they showed, like, the first 10 seconds of the episode online, and it was like, oh, she's a giant fucking pinata. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. She might fucking win this fucking episode. Word.
You know, all the girls literally looked so good, and then there was, like, I felt like I was there also. I was like...
It was impactful. It was very impactful.
I thought it was so funny. I really tried to... be as stupid as possible throughout the whole experience.
I mean your
makeup with the two color eyes, like little details, like all those things. You're always just so visually appealing.
And glitter all over the lashes.
All over, bitch. Who or what is your biggest inspiration for drag?
I mean, I say all the time, it's like I get a lot of it from my mom, as you saw her, you met her, except kind of just like cranked up a little bit. Because she definitely, like, when she's dressed, she'll, like, pick a color or a theme, and it's, like, everything she owns that has that specific theme that day, she, like, has it on. I just always loved that. When I was little, I would, like, she's a little woman, so when I was a little boy, I could fit in her clothes. And then once I was a teenager, I was like, ugh, I can't anymore. So she definitely inspires me, and then I get a lot of inspiration from, like, cartoons. When I was little, I did like, I went to like a cartoon drawing class over the summers. Mm-hmm.
I love that. I went to an art class or like a drawing class like that once.
Yeah, I felt like I was very bad. I felt like everyone in the class was actually like artists, and I was like kind of just hanging out for the summer, but I learned a lot for sure.
Well, girl, you paint that face up real good.
Thank you.
How overall was your, season 12 experience, like being there, like how was that?
I mean, during filming, I felt like I would be more prepared going into the whole situation than like how it actually was, because I feel like in my everyday life I'm really confident and obsessed with myself, and then the second that I got there and was surrounded by all these people with all these like gorgeous gowns and beaded things, I was like, and styled wigs, I was like, oh my gosh, why am I here? So I definitely got in my head.
Yes, it's so intimidating. I felt that way in season 5. I was like, oh my god, all these girls are like fucking, they're gorgeous, they're like beauty queens, like what the fuck.
Where was your workstation spot? Like, I was closest to the mirror on the workroom entrance side. Where were you at?
Okay, so when you come in the door, you're looking
right past
that
picture of Big RuPaul, right?
You're looking at it, and then so on the left, that was Nikki Doll, and then it was me, and then Britta was like, we were in the cube together.
Oh, cute. You were on my side.
Yay!
So fun. Good side.
Yeah, me and Britta were right next to each other, and we were both very messy, and just like all of our stuff was just kind of piled along the floor together.
Were there any Shanitas during the season? Like Shanita Hair, Shanita Bobby Pin? Who was the Shanita in season 12?
I don't know. I feel like we kind of all were at one point. I let Nikki Doll wear one of my necklaces for the ball challenge.
Oh.
But I think there was one point, like, I had borrowed Jackie's underwear. I borrowed Gigi's shoes once. I wore one of Jan's wigs.
Gigi's shoes might have been my shoe. She borrowed my shoes, too. Are you going to give back Ariel that wig, or is that a workroom legacy garment? She left her purple wig. She still hasn't gotten it back.
I always was questionable about that. If you leave a wig for someone on the show, are you expected to give it back after airing?
Depending on the fluids in it afterwards.
Oh my gosh.
That makes a lot of sense.
I would say, it's hard to say. I literally still have a wig of Ivy Winters.
I think if they win the challenge in it, they can keep it. But if not, you need to give it back.
Yeah, it's all the shame.
Yeah, all the shame.
Can I jump in?
Go ahead, Dipper.
A question. There's video now of Crystal and Gigi and Jada watching the show live, and it's really emotional when they find out that Jada wins. Can you talk about that moment?
Yes. Me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We, you know, whenever at first I was told that we were all going to have to like kind of be in a room by ourselves and live react to the episode, I was kind of like annoyed. I was like, I want to go watch it with my boyfriend and get drunk and have fun.
Yeah.
But I'm so thankful that we were able to watch it together. It like, even though we were all in different areas, it felt like we were together, at least so we could like talk and react together. Cause we hadn't seen what each other had filmed.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all don't have a group text?
I mean, we have a group text, but I feel like also we were kind of not wanting to tell each other too much information.
Of course. Yeah, girl.
We would kind of say little hints, but we never explained anything. And so it was just so much fun to watch. And yeah, at the very end when Jada was crowned winner, like I could not stop crying. I was like, wow. One, I kind of was like, maybe I'll win. But also like, I was so happy that Jada won. And yeah. I like, couldn't believe that the show was over. It was like, I think it's just like at the end, we're all just screaming because we don't know what else to even say or do. But it just felt really special. I'm glad I can like go back and watch that.
Well, you're going to go back again for All Stars for sure. They're going to come calling.
Don't make me. I don't want to go back.
Never say no to a chance to be on television or to have sex.
Okay, that's good advice.
Who said that? Wait. I think that was Tennessee Williams or the other guy, the other gay guy. Oh, well.
Truman Capote.
Him! How did you know? No. You're so smart.
I learned it from watching you.
I love
So, okay. How are things? You're in Springfield right now?
Yes, I'm in Springfield, Missouri. I haven't left my house in, I don't even know, since months. The beginning. I literally haven't left. I don't go grocery shopping or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I go outside for walks sometimes, but I feel like I am going crazy. I am trying to get involved in these digital drag shows now. I was kind of like busy preparing and like I felt like I couldn't ever be on the internet because I didn't want to give anything away and like show or record things. Mm-hmm. So now I've been loving watching all the digital drag shows. I love like the way that people are able to tell a story in like such a different form. So I'm gonna really try and get into that. I've been so inspired by Meatball, who's like constantly cranking out the stupidest stuff. So
her Titanic, did you see that?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
I literally hate her. Oh my god, I'm so mad. So mad at her.
I think Cameo is kind of like digital drag shows. They're just like really short ones for very small audiences.
Yes, for very small audience.
Yeah, totally.
Well, we thank you so much for being on with us here. And we wish you all the best. And I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Crystal.
Thank you so much for having me. Big friend of the pod.
Thank you. Listen. Oh my gosh. Send us your size. We'll send you the swag.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
We can send a whole suitcase full of it.
So we're going to go to break. Let's take a break. Shall
we? Thank you, Crystal Method.
Bye.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to
factormeals.com/drag50
and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right, we are back. Such a class act. We love Crystal. I'm hooked on Crystal.
I definitely have a problem with it, for sure, because I can't get enough. I also can't get enough of her brain. The way she came up with this mommy bird, baby bird thing for Unlike a Bird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just taking the song and breaking it down to what it really is, showing you that you're a bird.
So
it just works.
It was very simple. It was very touching, and it was very effective. I thought it was really, really great. I loved her choices.
Me too. And I mean, there's always some sort of drag that some people like. I love it, like shock or like disgusting drag with the regurgitation. It's very like divine or like getting pissed on. Like we've all done it on stage, and like it's one of those things where showing fearlessness and getting people to be surprised by something that they're like, oh, it's a drag queen, you know, she's gonna shablam. Oh, look, she vomited. You know, it's awesome, I think. And Crystal just delivered. She had that like that you didn't know what the fuck you were going to get, and you were happy with it, and you just lapped it up.
And doing those sorts of things is something that connects all of us, is because like every human being has thrown up. Everybody takes shits. Everybody has sex. Everybody, you know, pees. So it's like, it's one of those things that connects all of us. And
girl, she peed all over the stage.
Honey, she peed.
She peed.
Now let's talk about the other two lip syncs. There was Gigi Good's performance, which was just, I mean, it was fierce.
I thought
it was art.
I thought there was going to be a little Aiden Zane, half blonde, half black, bus driver wig underneath that curly wig.
A wig reveal.
Yeah, I really thought that there was going to be one. I was still happy though, even though there wasn't. Just like seeing her, you know, she made that fabric and like
and
the whole
said,
backdrop.
Name something.
Name something. Name something. It was very slick and very well produced. I'd never seen the video, so I didn't know the video was like that, but like
That
took some fucking art direction, some planning.
Yeah.
That was sickening, Gigi.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was masterfully done. It was beautiful. And I mean, she's really good at drag. So it was really great to watch. And speaking of great at drag, Jada Essence Hall
from her estate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
She chose Get Up by Ciara, and as soon as her eyes opened, I could tell that there was a fan on her because she was wearing the human flowing unit and there were flyaways going and the wind was whipping and then she whipped off that robe and she had that beaded dance costume under and she started doing the wind up going forward towards the camera on the carpet. I was scared to death her heel was going to catch the carpet and just take her down, but she did it.
I appreciated this from Jada because it was no frills. It was just, I'm leaning into the home quarantine vibe of it. Like she started in the robe on the couch. She used what was just in her home as her set and she leaned into it and she just performed. She just focused all of her energy on just like giving the performance. So like, I appreciated that. I thought it was a good approach and it obviously worked for her.
Totally.
And then we have Nina West with Dolly Parton. I mean, getting Dolly Parton. This was huge. This was a huge moment.
Her hair, yeah, it was huge. It was.
I want that Dolly hair, girl. Now,
girl, that hair. And did you see her little sparkly glovelet? She had a sparkle glovelet on.
She is so stunning, and I really loved that she did this bit with Miss Nina West. What a cool moment. It was really cute.
Nina had two different looks that she got to wear, and she presented the $10,000 Miss Congeniality check,
yes,
sponsored in part by Pantene Pro-V, yes, products, to Heidi in Closet.
Yes.
So and we have a new Miss Congeniality.
Did you think Heidi was going to win Congene?
I thought either Heidi or Crystal was going to win Miss Congeniality, yeah.
That's, I mean, Crystal was in the final three, so she couldn't win.
Are you not allowed to win Congeniality if you're in the final?
No, because then it would be like giving away that you didn't win. Because they crown Congene before someone's out of the final three. So the final excludes you from being Miss Congeniality.
I don't think that's a pageant rule necessarily, is it? Because in like Miss Universe, you could be Miss Congeniality and win.
Yeah, but it's a drag race. It's a drag race rule.
Oh, okay.
Quite frankly.
They're exempt from pageants, I see.
Yeah. I thought it could have been Jan, too, because I thought Jan was everybody's friend. So, you know.
Yeah. I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of her, though, either.
You haven't seen the last of Jan. Have a feeling broken.
Stephanie's child. I think Jan had the most drag looks though on this episode though. She had like this Edward Scissorhands look. She had an Americana look. She had another one. She was a boy for a second. She had so many looks, Jan did.
She did. She's always a great time. We love Jan, deep friend of the pod.
Deep friend of the pod.
We get a pop-in from last year's winner, Ms. Evie Oddly, who does this thing where she creates a look out of tube socks, and it was really cool. I love Evie and her aesthetic and her point of view as an artist.
Same, and she painted herself gray, too, and like, I love a girl who goes for the full detox look, but you gotta get the edges, you gotta get the pits, you gotta get, I mean, Jan had a little bit of neck showing, Evie had some midriff showing. It just took me away from the illusion. The illusion.
The confusion of my illusion.
Oh, come on, Kelly Mantle.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you knew I was quoting.
Bitch, I've known Kelly Mantle since 2002. Don't try it. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, then there's one final lip sync. Okay. The three divas split screening it out.
They all filmed 6 feet apart from each other at my studio with the silver Mylar.
Survivor by Destiny's Child. Mm-hmm. Now,
they should have gotten Thorgy in here to play the violin at the top.
Girl, exactly. They all had three kind of different approaches here. Crystal stood and delivered. She had an amazing look on. I'm still like curious about looking at this look even closer because there were so many details and different textures and
the pink prints. Beaded fringe did it for me. It was just like it moved. It had movement. The ribbons had movement. Having movement on a drag queen is just like having longer nails and just an extension of your performance, yeah. your femininity, whatever you're trying to give. And her having all of those things to play with, it was just great. Jada really had her cape and her zippers and her reveal and that cape when she swung it off, baby, it looked like she did that a million times and not nary a hitch. It was professional. It was perfect.
Now, yes, Jada started with the thing sort of, it was like, you know, a reveal is coming, but you don't know what it is. But Gigi did the, you can't even tell that a reveal is coming.
Honestly, you could a little bit because the edging of her costume of the neck, barely like half a centimeter, you could see the brighter blue in the close of it. And I was like, oh, she got a reveal.
See, and I didn't clock.
I barely clocked it, but it was honestly, it was my favorite reveal since Brooklyn's reveal coat. Like, because it was just so good.
The boot reveal was really what got me.
The boot reveal was so good that I think that's where they decided to stop the music and then start it. Because, like, they did. They went vroom, and it went silent, and then it picked up into, after all of the darkness and sadness.
Yeah.
I was floored. Cool. I was floored by her reveals.
It was very unexpected. But then Jada
and she made that fabric. Sorry.
I saw the footage. And a lot of work went into it. It was beautifully done.
Fabric footage.
But Jada waited until the very last moment of the song to do her reveal with the flip up cape and the crown. And I was like, oh fuck. I literally thought they CGI'd a crown over top of her head. It looked so great in the camera. It was very unexpected because she waited until the last instant of the song. She kept us wanting to see more, and I thought it was just fucking so cool.
Her flip up reminded me a lot of the lizards and finally.
That kind of moment, that kind of vibe.
It took me there. It was high drag and you know, sometimes it comes down to that last pose.
Yeah.
You know, whoever stands and delivers it. In trying to figure out who was going to win, I think that it was spoiled for me because my accountant texted me. And he's like, I was team Gigi. And I was like, okay, now I know either Crystal or Jada won. But I still like kept off social media and I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I had assumed Jada was going to win because... I mean, Gigi and her were neck and neck and they did everything. They were almost tied score-wise, like report card-wise.
Yes.
But Jada's storyline with having to fight for it more and talking about knowing the hustle and Gigi being so young and not having had to experience that probably in a way that Jada has made me totally 100% okay with any of them winning, but made me very okay with Jada winning.
Yeah.
Because bitch, Minneapolis is cold and they got to do drag there and she's been chugging at it for years.
Milwaukee.
That too. It's cold there too.
Well, Evie digitally passes a crown graphic over to Jada and we have a new crown queen, diamond crown queen. Follow her to her palace. Jada Essence Hall. Well done. Well deserved. And an amazing final three episode, if you ask me.
Yeah. Did you see the parade of supporters and the family and friends who drove past Jada's home?
I did. That was so cute and fierce and amazing.
Yeah. I mean, she could put on a hat. No, I'm kidding. driveway numbers.
Girl, yes.
Yeah. So we did it. We did another season.
We did. And we thank you so much, everyone who's listening and for joining us. Before we end the show, we want to take a moment to talk a little bit more about the demonstrations and protests that are happening in the country and around the world to support Black Lives Matter. This is a really historic time for everyone. And honestly, white silence equals death for Black people. And that might be hard to hear, but it's kind of the point. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's important to be educated and vigilant about what's happening in the country right now and to speak up.
We also want to recommend watching Bob the Drag Queen and Peppermint's video, which is entitled Why You Should Say Black Lives Matter. It's on Bob's YouTube page. I'm a supporter of Bob and Monet on Patreon, and they had like this hour talk on everything Bob says is correct and funny. And it would do yourself a favor and watch this.
Yes, I watched the Bob and Peppermint video today. And it was really amazing of them to, I look to them so much as leaders in our community, and I admire them so fucking much, and I'm really grateful. And let's keep in mind that it is not their job. It's not the job of Bob and Peppermint and other Black people to educate white people who don't understand things about racism in this country. And I'm personally really grateful that Bob and Peppermint and other people out there have chosen to share their stories and their voices. But ultimately, it's up to us white people to call out the racist systems that are in place in the country, the racist institutions that exist, and the violence against Black and brown people in this country and around the world.
Mm-hmm. We all have that one family member who's talking out their ass on Facebook. Correct them, you know, having nice hamburgers and hot dogs over the family picnic is not worth them treating another person worse than they would treat someone of their own race or whatever. So if you're a person that thinks racism doesn't exist, or you don't agree with the Black Lives Matter movement and the brave people protesting police brutality and murder right now, do yourself a favor, listen to Bob, and listen to those around you who are speaking up and talking about it. This is our problem, our issue, and ours to work on and solve.
Yes. And there are so many people and organizations that are already doing the work. We don't need to reinvent the wheel.
There's a fund in Minnesota that my friend Chad from Flip Phone texted me about to post. It's dispersing money where it's needed on the front lines to protesters and legal aid. And I have their info in my Instagram. Alaska has their info up. I think it's a Venmo, and it's listed on our thing. It's MN Fund Hub. And they're dispersing funds to the Black Visions Collective, Reclaim the Block, McGeezy, Minnesota Voice, Juxtaposition Arts, Midway United. And the Minnesota Freedom Fund has enough money at the moment, so they've recommended donating to some of those organizations if you're donating directly.
And for people who need bailing out in other cities after being arrested or detained by police for protesting, there's in Los Angeles, there's the Action Bail Fund LA. We're going to put all of these links in the podcast info. In San Francisco, Oakland, there's the Bay Area Anti-Repression Committee Bail Fund.
You got the Chicago Bond Fund in Chicago and the Atlanta Solidarity Fund in ATL.
And the Brooklyn Community Bail Fund. And you can also find links and resources and other places to donate at blacklivesmatter.com.
And in the middle of all this, there's still a global pandemic happen. So wear a mask, bring your hand sanitizer, wash your hands. And next week, we will be back with the start of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. Five.
Girl, no classique. We're straight into the next season, honey.
No rest for the wicked.
No classique this week, honey. No
classique this week.
All Stars is coming. I'm so excited to see these divas back on the screen.
Girl.
And we thank you, everyone who tuned into the live stream.
Yeah, tonight. Most of you are still probably here, too. Let me look at this YouTube box.
Thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser this week. We promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content every week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And you can rate our podcast and comment about how fantastic it is. And subscribe to make sure you know when each new episode comes out. But you know it's Wednesday and Friday, right?
But you can follow the divas at Willem, at the Only Alaska 5000. And the Race Chaser podcast is at Race Chaser Pod.
And you can use that hashtag racechaser when you post so we see you. And you can DM us or send us an email at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Plus, our bonus content is available at patreon.com/Willem. We just uploaded a new video that we filmed back in February, and it's us playing the game Guess Rue, which is like Guess Who, but with Rue Girls.
It's so, so fun.
Yeah, we had a good time. So just search using the hashtag RaceChaser. Watch our content a la carte. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe and stay strong.
Assume the position.
Bye. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.